Men Who Met the Master. This is number 5 in our consideration of these folks. 2 previously turned in repentance and faith to the Lord Jesus. 2 others did not. The 5th one is called Judas the Betrayer. The story of Judas Iscariot is scattered like so much debris across the pages of the Gospels. Probably he was the only Judean in the little Galilean band of disciples which followed the Lord Jesus during the days of his earthly ministry. We do not know how or when he became a disciple. We do know that he was chosen by Christ and given the greatest opportunity ever offered mortal man. His name might have been immortalized forever and written into the foundation stones of the celestial city. Instead, it has gone down in history as synonymous with treachery and shame. His story may be considered from a threefold point of view. First of all, let's think for a few moments how he deceived the saints. He played the part of a disciple. He went wherever they went. He was in fellowship with them, so it seemed. He shared with them. He preached alongside of them. And surely, the other disciples were fooled. The saints were deceived. But rest assured, though Judas deceived the saints, he never once deceived the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord, from the very beginning, could see right through him. Never, listen to this, never is it recorded in the gospel accounts that Judas called the Lord Jesus Lord. He called him rabbi or teacher. He called him master, but never did he call him Lord. He had never enthroned the Lord Jesus as Lord in his life. And that title of dignity and deity never passed his lips, so far as we know. You know, there are a lot of people running around talking about Jesus. And Jesus is the sweetest name I know. But let me tell you something, friend of mine. If you know him, his full name is the Lord Jesus Christ. And he deserves all the recognition that we can give him. All the glory is due his name. But let me tell you something else very quickly about Judas. Not only did he fool the saints, not only did he deceive the disciples, but he despised the Savior. First of all, he despised the Lord's words. You say, well, how on earth can you say that? Well, he heard the Sermon on the Mount. He heard the Olivet Discourse. He had seen the Lord in wordy warfare with his enemies. And he had heard him time and time when he silenced them with his words. He had heard all of the promises that the Lord Jesus uttered. And yet Judas paid no attention. He despised the word of God. Not only that, he despised the Lord's works. He had seen his miracles. He had seen him give sight to the blind and healing to the sick and cause the lame to walk and the dead to live. He had watched him steal the storm and all of these other things. But he did not respond to his miracles, to his works. Furthermore, he despised the Lord's warnings. The Lord said, have I not chosen you 12 and one of you is a devil? He heard it, but he ignored it. He could have said, Lord, is it I, like some of the others? But he didn't, because he despised the words, the works, and even the warnings of our Lord Jesus Christ. Friend, I wonder today, you've heard the Word of God, the gospel message, time and time again. You've heard about the warnings that those who die in their sins cannot go to heaven. You've heard the warnings that Christ will return and take His bride, the church, to forever be with Him. But if you, like Judas, despise the words, the works, and the warnings of the Savior, we're told about Judas having brazened out the Lord's pointed warning in the upper room that the devil then entered into him. Jesus called Judas the son of perdition, or literally the son of waste. And friend, we can save your life. To live and die for self, to live and die in sin is like Judas, to be a son of waste. It was a waste of the precious blood of Christ to have been shed for such as Judas. Judas wasted every opportunity he had to repent. He died a suicide, and at last, the Scripture says, he went to his own place. There's a great deal of difference between repentance and remorse. Judas was remorseful, but never did he throw himself in believing faith. Say, Lord Jesus, I'm guilty. I'm wrong. I'll trust you as my Savior. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you'll be saved. Amen.